Episode 24, guys.
Yeah.
We made it. We made it.
I don't know how. I still don't know how.
Hey, look. This your boy, D-Block, man. Coming live. Episode 24, like I said. This is going to be a spicy one. Mm-hmm. Let's go around the table. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Chizzy Chad. Coming again to you live.
What the fuck is... What the fuck going on outside?
The clan, B. It's the clan rally.
Yeah, we done moved to the country. Yeah. Different.
Yeah, damn, sounds like anarchy out
here. M-Jizzle. The least favorite.
You are the least favorite. Easily.
Easily.
Daddy here. My grandmama, baby. You feel me? We got a special guest.
We got a special guest.
Special guest alert.
People have been wondering why we haven't had a female presence on here. I'd like to introduce KB. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. She said she wasn't going to talk, but we just already made her talk. So we out here.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Please.
Just give us like 30 seconds of a biography or something.
Yeah, no, not too long. Something you can put in your IG shit.
Your Tinder joint. What's your Tinder joint?
I keep it real. Uh-huh. I'm a northerner, you already know. Team women all day. I got us. Don't worry about it, y'all. I got us. I'm about to put them on. I'm about to make y'all men into husbands. I got y'all.
She definitely for the women, too, just so y'all know. Cause she got like 18 different women tatted on her.
What's that? The Mona Lisa? What is that?
Queen Sheba.
Yeah, that.
Is that the Mona Lisa?
That's Nefertiti,
bro. All right, so look.
So look, y'all ever heard that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never hurt me?
Never heard it before.
Never heard that before? Well,
imagine
anyway.
You stepping on a stick.
Nah.
I heard that shit before.
Well, look. Dave Chappelle came out with, you know, this new stand-up on Netflix called Sticks and Stones. And even though they say words never hurt me, I know he offended the hell out of some folks.
Everybody.
But that was an amazing stand-up. I enjoyed it. What were y'all opinions on that? What y'all think of it?
It wasn't his best work at all, but it got the point across.
Okay.
What would you about to say?
I feel like we said everything.
That's what I said.
Chance, it felt like we wrote it.
So every single thing is covered in one of these episodes.
Yeah. I like how he broke down the LGBTQ
barbecue. Bonefish grill.
I like how he broke that down as like a car ride.
Right.
Yeah.
The gays are driving. Lesbians are in the seat. The passenger seat. Bisexuals in the back. Disgusting.
I wouldn't wear that. Like the way he, even breaking down
the Michael Jackson shit, I believe Michael did it. Fuck Michael Jackson.
I feel like it was great content.
It was very great content.
Whether you believe it or not, I feel like it was great content and it was funny.
I seen somebody say it was the most transphobic, homophobic shit they've ever seen in their life.
They have not listened to y'all talk.
Facts.
Or either
they heard you
wanted it now.
No, it's under the bus.
Yeah. Or either they ain't came out yet.
I've always said it's okay to be uncomfortable.
Right.
It is. And then
that's where you grow.
This is what this was. Like,
okay. Mm-hmm.
As funny as it was, it did make me ever so slightly uncomfortable because I should not be laughing at this shit.
Like, why did it make you uncomfortable? You're one of the most
controversial
people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Between me and you, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we're top two.
It made me uncomfortable because a lot of things he said was somewhat cringeworthy. It was like
It was the Macaulay Culkin shit.
I don't know, Dave.
Or was it the Juicy Smollett?
No, fuck Juicy.
We've been saying fuck Juicy though.
Nigga said he might, you know, if I was Michael Jackson, I'd have fucked Macaulay Culkin. I was like, Dave, come on.
I got what he was saying, but he shouldn't have said it. Yeah.
Right, I still laugh, but it's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to be uneasy a little bit. I mean,
so you feel like he should have said it?
He shouldn't have put it that way. I get what he was saying, but he shouldn't have put it that way.
You were the last nigga to talk.
I would have never said I'd fuck Macaulay Culkin.
You say what comes to your mind, though.
I do.
Right. So
I would have never said I'd fuck. That nigga literally said, I ain't no pedophile, but. If I could fuck a kid, I'd fuck Macaulay Culkin. That's a little much.
I think he was framing it in the sense that he was saying, Michael Jackson.
It was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, so why would he mess with little kids that don't got nothing versus Macaulay Culkin who has everything?
No, I get what he's saying. Yeah. Like, so I got it. That's what I said. I get it.
I wouldn't have said it.
And that's what I meant by it. It was a little uncomfortable here and there, you know, a little cringe where it's like, all right. I'm glad, but...
We don't have enough money to say stuff like that.
We don't.
But see, y'all sound like what Dave Chappelle was saying. Like when he said, when he did impersonations, and he did impersonations, who is this? It's you, motherfucker.
No.
We're not offended.
Not at all.
Okay. I'm supporting him 117%.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
I recommend it to Eric. You seen this?
He said, what he saying? Like, if you watched this.
You clicked on my face. Like, right. Nobody shoved this stand-up down your throat. Like, you went to Netflix, searched Dave Chappelle, clicked on it, and watched it. Like, you know, you watch at your own discretion. And don't get mad at him when you feel offended. Cut it off.
I think my favorite joke was the one where he basically was like, okay, so it's cool for me to say nigga in all my skits, but I can't say the word faggot.
Bro, he said that joint so hard.
He was like, well, she said, you're not gay. He was like, I'm not a nigger neither. And I thought this shit was funny, but then when I thought about it, I was like, bro, that shit is on a whole nother level when you think about it, because they still look at him, no matter how much money he made, no matter how many fans he has, none of that, they still look at him as a nigger.
Hey, what Kanye say? You still a nigger in a coupe.
Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm. Facts.
But, I mean... What lie did he tell?
He didn't tell one.
He didn't tell one.
I hate to say it.
What lie didn't did he tell one?
I mean, I loved it. I'm going to go watch it again tonight.
I watched it
four or five times this week. It came out Monday.
I watched it in the barbershop.
It's Saturday.
That's because you watched it with each one of your bitches.
Oh, man. And he got to pretend he ain't seen
it. Oh, man. This shit crazy. I used to do power like that.
Yeah, read your ass like a book.
No, I literally haven't spent any time with any woman this week. This is the first woman that's been around me all week, other than Kariba. That's it.
Okay. Boom. I mean, yeah.
You ain't got nothing to prove to me, buddy. Like,
no, because y'all love to throw me under the bus on every episode.
What? Are you single?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I ain't gonna never get nobody.
Stop trying to save face. What's the problem? You dating, right?
I'm trying to save what?
Trying to save face. You dating.
I'm trying to say save dick. Yeah, I'm trying to save dick for the right one.
But I'm saying you're dating trying to find. Here we go.
Y'all let me get drunk before this.
You're dating trying to find the one. So if you're dealing with multiple females at the current time, it's because you're going through the process.
What makes you think I'm dealing with multiple females?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but y'all are under the impression that I am.
They're assuming.
They're assuming. We're assuming.
I mean, are you?
Damn, her first word. She's
no.
What's wrong with dating multiple people, though?
There's nothing wrong
just
with
that. Just tell them.
I honestly don't think nothing is wrong with dating multiple people at the same time, because I feel like that's what dating is supposed to be.
Right.
Are you going to be honest?
You got to be honest.
Okay,
because that's the issue.
That's the issue?
That's the issue. Most niggas going to be honest. Like, they make it seem like it's just you.
Honesty is overrated.
Yeah.
I ain't.
I would not say that I've always been honest and said, because as men.
You hide, bro. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, please.
I'm always hiding.
You beating up.
I just feel like as men, sometimes to get what we want, sometimes we lie and say things that we don't mean. In a sense I will not.
Y'all have. Y'all have.
What?
Tested.
I've never said anything.
Talking to?
Like, bro.
It's in y'all scream. It's in y'all man scream. Y'all have.
No, I have not.
That is a sexist comment.
Very sexist.
Extremely sexist comment. Speak for yourself.
No. Right. Hold on but, now.
I wasn't saying anybody at this table. I'm saying men in general. I know a nigga who used to tell women he loved them within the first couple weeks, and I thought it was the most wild shit I've ever heard.
It wasn't me.
And I struggle to say I love you after 6-7 months.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
I don't.
Okay. We're not going to talk about this on air, but you know for a fact that that's the truth. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But no. But I, like I said, I get what she's saying. But you know,
how did we get here?
I don't
know.
Talking
about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Who's talking about lesbians? Who's talking about lesbians?
Okay.
Yeah. But the funniest lesbians. Part about it to me was when the nigga said that, like, feeling like you were born in the wrong body is the most hilarious predicament you could be in.
And that's the transphobic shit.
Yeah. I mean.
Trannies are funny.
It's true. I mean, you keep looking at yourself in the fucking black. How do you feel? You look at yourself in the mirror every day and you're like, I'm supposed to be a bitch.
I don't know that feeling. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
But that is funny. It's like.
Like, even when he compared it to him saying, what if I was a Chinese man stuck in this nigga body? Like,
yeah.
And like I said, people found that offensive. I'm like, he's just trying to. Put it in a simpler, in layman's terms, for people who don't get it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, some people, they want to be so smart, they fucking stupid. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Like, they want to just be with every cause. Like, you don't have to be with every cause. You don't have to support everything. Support what you believe in.
Yeah.
I believe in shit's funny. Shit's going to be funny. I'm going to laugh at it. Trannies are funny. They have titties in a dick. It's funny. You're like... We're gonna get canceled. This is it.
Right, I feel like I'm gonna get an email from Apple tomorrow.
Are you using our
chicks with a dick? Is funny. It's no such thing. It's dudes with tits. Like it's no.
Huh?
It's no such thing as a chick with a dick. It's a dude with titties. Like that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Please, like I said, don't get offended by anything we say.
I'm anyway. Not a tranny.
I know you're not.
All right, so look, I got you.
Cancel that nigga Facebook Live first.
Right. Hey, yeah. Cancel it. I don't need Facebook, bro.
So to stay on the television.
Tasty Blacks.
Oh my goodness. Power. Mm. Power's back on season 6.
You almost watched it without you. You bitch ass nigga.
Normally every week, Justin, you put out a list on Facebook of who has to die.
Thanks.
Who has to go? So, I don't know if you... Do you remember your list off the top of your head?
Of course I do.
All right, so remind folks of that.
Angela's sister got to die. She was number one on my list.
All right.
The first thing I didn't like is the fact that she came out and she was the reason why Ghost knew she was dead, the way she did it. And the way she did it was very... It was not cool. She was like, murderer. Murderer. Like, and Ghost was like, okay, calm down. And then they finally hit him like, damn, my bitch dead. You know what I mean? Then, like, so she's got this vendetta against him that, like, he just, you know, like, he murdered my sister. Also, she said handcuff, and it pissed me off. She said handcuff. That pissed me off so bad. Number two was Tommy. Tommy killed my bitch, and it really upset me.
She's not dead.
She's dead.
She's not.
Me and Chadwick, man, was it 100 or 200?
You wanted to go to 2.
She would blew it in $100 bill.
Really. Yeah,
she blew face.
You, you believe Angela's dead?
No,
she's gone.
She gone.
And we got 200.
Y'all gonna sit here. And
I
have to...
swear, if she not dead,
this will be the
single worst season ever. Finale.
It's
ever.
The last season.
Yeah, it's the worst finale ever.
R.I.P. She gone.
Yeah, like, but my thing is like, we. Niggas thought 50 won't dead.
You can just take me to Center Bistro.
Center Bistro.
When she popped back up, yeah.
Third was I had a tie between Sax and that other like fake ass.
Sax Fifth Avenue gotta go.
Yeah, he's had a vendetta against Ghost for like 4 seasons.
Yeah,
now. He hasn't won yet, so.
I'm wondering why the fuck he ain't out of that office yet. Like he should have been
the first one out.
As a white man with privilege. Use his privilege to stay show, there. Bro. I don't
see?
Care. It's a rule of point. It's a rule of point. Yeah, see? He loves white man.
Here
we go.
He loves white man.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and get it out of the way.
And like the fake ass Angela bitch, like I don't get what her deal was. I feel like she's if you put it in perspective, she's the reason why.
Ain't she just like a fucking beat cop?
She's a sergeant.
She's internal affairs.
I mean, but she was on the right page though. There's nothing wrong that she did. It's her job. Are y'all forgetting that?
Technically, no, she's right.
Yeah, yeah,
she still
right.
Got to die.
She still got to die.
She though. Fucking up the church's money, but like, she got to go.
Just like Sax, like he doing his job, but I still hate that little motherfucker. You know what I mean? Number four was Lala.
She was number two for me.
And the reason why I hated Lala is because her acting trash.
Her son, Todd. Both yeah, of them.
I know, her son was fifth. I was going to get into that later. But the reason why Lala pissed me off so bad was because she, her acting bad, and then she was on some shit like,
I'm going to be there for you.
Yeah, and like, and she was like, Tommy, like, on some shit like, I just killed the bitch, and I'm trying to get my shit together. And she like, where you at, Tommy?
You just murdered somebody?
I just murdered, like, go take this gun. No, Tommy. Shut the fuck up and take this gun and throw it away. And then two, now
her ass shot.
Look, let me tell you something. That ass, she was in the kitchen. And that ass was around the corner.
From the living room.
And from the living room. But like, and then when she was like, if I can help, I can say, bitch, you can't. There's no way you can help in this situation. At all.
Well, she going down anyway.
She's gonna die. Her ass shots. The kid got to die for going in her purse. And then,
I just wanted some watchmen.
And he, it's the sixth season. We just now seen this little ugly motherfucker. Like, where he been?
Yeah.
Or we just been hearing him by name. Like, Cash. She made that name. I don't give a fuck. Like, but yeah. And that was it. But like, the premise of the whole show to me was when Tasha said, you shot at the devil and missed. And that's just like, that's how the whole season going to go. It's going to be Ghost
killing,
get back at everybody.
Now, what got me was when Ghost admitted to her, was like, he killed the bitch I love. I said,
that was the funniest part.
I said, how you tell your wife that, nigga?
He told his wife, he killed the woman I love.
She brought that upon herself, though.
Thank you.
That was her fault.
Fuck Tasha.
Straight like that.
I'm surprised he didn't put her on the list.
Not yet.
She's coming.
Number
once somebody get knocked off, she'll like replace him.
Yeah, easily.
Number one is Trey Songz.
Trey Songz?
He's got to be the first person to die.
He didn't do anything wrong.
We're saying that because that we don't like change. We don't like change. That's the issue.
No,
if he would have started off with that song, we wouldn't say shit.
And then switched to Joe, we would be like, yo, go change it back. Go.
Not Joe like change.
That nigga trash.
Like Philly said, y'all niggas ain't bought a Joe album and
he ain't had one.
I ain't heard nothing from Joe since the stutter song.
Mystical. Quit your line. Watch yourself.
I ain't heard shit from Joe since then. That's the last time I heard from Joe.
Why you playing that nigga 50 say, y'all keep fucking with me, that shit gonna start without music.
He said,
that shit gonna come in previously on podcast.
See, y'all can fuck around and meet me, having to change that shit back.
Trey Songz, I want to say it was today or yesterday.
Instagram?
He said, nah, nigga say something else about him in power, he gonna slap the shit out of him.
So who a better singer? Joe or Trey Songz?
Trey Songz.
Trey Songz.
Joe.
Trey Songz. Trigger Trey, but like she said,
it's nostalgic.
And at this point, it's the final season. Nigga, don't switch it
like
up.
Like I said.
You should have switched that shit up 3 seasons ago.
It's not the final season.
It is.
It's two more.
If an accordion had a body.
Go on Instagram. Two more.
Oh, really?
Yes.
If an accordion.
And you telling me Angela ain't dead?
Holly, if her or Holly come back, it's
this. Bro, I'm telling you, did it two. If Angela come back, I'm going to watch the next 2 seasons.
Andre dead.
I know.
Andre alive.
Hell no.
He left. He a snitch.
I'm talking about Andre from Snowfall.
My bad. We ain't even got into that yet.
My bad.
Okay, so look. Speaking of that, look. Snowfall. This last episode of Snowfall had me like really contemplating on whether or not Snowfall is better than Power. This was a great episode, dog.
That means a lot because D Black used to watch Empire. He was an Empire nigga with Juicy.
Juicy. I watched the first season of Empire.
I watched 2 seasons.
Come
got,
on, man.
Then it got really gay. It did get really gay. But I'm just being honest. Like, niggas is fucking.
We gone home.
On Fox 50. That shit happened.
24 and done.
What? What? I'm just being, can I not be honest?
You can be honest.
Yeah. It was like, Juicy was really gay on the show.
I don't think anybody would ever call him Jussie again.
Nah, he's Juicy.
That nigga Juicy Smollett.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, like I don't give a fuck about
Lucius.
Jesse, like, Lucius. Come on, Mike. Like, come on,
Lucius
Mike.
And Juicy. Yeah, Lucius that's and
a hell Juicy. Of a show. Nah, but I'm taking Snowfall over Power.
You are?
Right now?
But yeah. it's like...
Slightly.
It's like it can change either week.
Like, based on what happens tonight or tomorrow on Power, you asked me this question again, I could switch right. back up on, yeah, like, she...
So let me ask you this. If there was no season 6 of Power, like, and it ended the way that the last season ended or whatnot, would you take Power over Snowfall? I mean, not without Snowfall, Sons of Anarchy as a series.
I've watched Sons of Anarchy 3 times.
I watched it 4.
Have
you ever seen Sons of Anarchy? Ooh. Have you ever seen Sons of Anarchy?
A couple episodes.
My problem is the way Power ended last season is it's like a flat soda.
It's dumb.
No, I mean it's like you waiting for that bite, that aftertaste. Mm-hmm.
It never came.
And it never came.
It's juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, diet ginger ale or some shit. Like,
caffeine free.
Yeah.
So my thing is it couldn't have ended the way it did.
There's absolutely no way.
If it would have, like, you would have been like, fuck the show.
100%. We'd be lobbying for another season.
Kanan might be back. I'm
Man, didn't he just smoke Kanan? Like, literally.
Kanan went out in a blaze of glory.
That was probably the best episode Power has ever had. That might have been the best episode.
It just might be.
When Kanan died?
Just might be.
That whole episode was crazy.
So, did y'all ever watch the show The Wire?
I love The Wire.
Love The Wire, bro.
The Wire to me is one of the top 5.
So if you had to rate those three. Yeah, that motherfucker funny. But if you had to rate those three shows, The Wire, Snowfall, and Power, what would be your 1, 2, 3?
I ain't never seen Snowfall.
Okay, so Snowfall would be number 3.
So,
I've never seen The Wire.
You never seen The Wire?
I've never seen The Wire.
The Wire is great.
The Wire was...
Without The Wire, there are none of these shows.
It's ranked as the best show HBO has ever created.
Without The Wire, there's none of these shows.
No, yeah. To be real.
I got this complete series. I'm gonna find it I'm gonna get it.
They had a gay dude on the show.
He was the toughest nigga.
He was the toughest nigga on the show.
And he got shot by a little kid.
They call that nigga, like, Omar. People, they call him the faggot. They would call him that. Like,
and you gonna die.
But like when he come around, Omar's out.
Yep.
And niggas ran in the house. They would drop trash bags of cash out the window, and you didn't fuck with him.
Yep.
He walked around with a 12-gauge shot. He like
at all times.
And would go home and fuck his nigga. Now you trying to be funny? Am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
Like it's one of the greatest shows I've ever seen.
That joint tough, man.
Like that's where a lot. If you go watch the show, this is where a lot of niggas got their start. Michael B. Jordan. You horny.
Okay.
Damn. Idris Elba. Ace from Paid in Full.
Yeah, Ace up there.
JC. And JC in it.
Shit. Lance in it.
Yo! Yo!
What's the nigga? He's a singer now. Mac Wiles.
Yep,
that's where he got his start. That little bitch Snoop from Love and Hip Hop.
That's what I'm talking about. JC. I love JC to death, but they sound alike.
they look alike.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So look, let's get into our first relationship topic. You know. We got a
KB?
We got a female on the show.
What that nigga Chris about? I'm all right.
I'm gonna get up in that night.
I'm gonna ask the single folks this first, and then Chad, we'll go. I mean, that's fine. No, ladies first. What are your expectations within a relationship?
All right, MJ.
You the one with double D titties talking about woman.
You do got big titties.
I get them sucked, but.
You be getting your titties up.
I'm
editing this part.
You a freak, Joe.
I got my nipple licked a few times, but like, you be getting your titties up.
Hey, look.
So yeah, I got you. So expectations within a relationship. Let's you know, start off with you first, KB.
I feel like honestly, it's kind of childish to put expectations in a relationship, types in a relationship. You kind of never know what you really need until you meet a person that probably can show you something different than what you thought you needed.
What's that saying? I didn't know I needed this until I got it.
Exactly.
So I got a few questions for you.
Hold on. What's up?
Oh,
now just you know, this is gonna like help her expound on what you. How many relationships have you been in?
One strong one.
Okay. And what has that relationship taught you as it relates to the question that was asked?
Nothing, because it didn't work out.
Ooh. So because it didn't work out, it voided everything that you may have or could have learned from the relationship?
I learned nothing because it didn't work out. So I really don't know exactly if, you know, maybe it was just that person that wasn't doing what they were supposed to do, or if somebody else come to me and it's probably, you know, presented a different way, I can probably accept it. Okay. You can accept more things when real love is involved. So, even if it's bad, you can accept it more.
So me as me being the nigga that I am, trash. No, but I'm just saying, I've been in a lot of situations that didn't work out, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I've used those situation that didn't work out and learning experience of what I did and didn't do. So you don't feel like in that situation you didn't learn or figure out things that you could or could not do in the next relationship?
With me in
particular? She's a perfect girlfriend.
No, okay. I did everything.
You trying to get married?
What's up?
Don't play with me. Can I put a baby in you tomorrow?
Oh. I need a ring first.
Nuva.
So
ring.
You just answered the question. That's an expectation. So when I asked you that, like, I was just getting ready to piggyback off of what you were saying. So when you went into that relationship that you're talking about, did you go into that relationship with any expectations?
Then I was younger. Probably not. Because, I mean, no.
You're probably 22, 23.
Yeah, I was young, and it was with a female, and I wasn't about to marry one. So, no.
Hold on. So, you was just having fun.
Having fun.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, have you been in a real relationship with a man?
No.
So you're saying that if she was in a relationship with a woman, or in MJ's case, if he was in a relationship with a man... That's not a real relationship.
No, it is a real relationship.
It's a funeral. It's about to be a funeral.
I mean, emotions are real.
I mean, you like who you like, you love who you love. I mean, right. That don't listen to these black. Right? So, I guess my question would be, the expectations with dating a woman and dating a man are probably different.
Depending.
What do you mean?
I mean, because there are women out there that really would marry a woman. So it would be the exact same.
So, like, to go back to a conversation we were having off air earlier. Let's say you and that woman had worked out and things were serious and looking on the up and up. And, you know, you're going to go to a state where it's legally okay for y'all to be married. Right? That woman that you're with, when you get to that gas station that I asked about earlier, do you expect that woman to get out of the car and pump the gas for you? Do you expect that woman to roll the trash to the front before trash pickup? I mean, so, you know, is the expectation the same as when you're dating a man? I guess is what I'm asking.
With me, I dated a stud. It's the exact same as dating a man. Yes.
Hey, look, did she wear her that floppy dick when she laid her pants?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Like... I call it a strap on big floppy dick.
No.
Big cold floppy dick.
That's what I don't get. I hate when studs wear gray sweatpants with a print.
Those are not studs.
I swear to God, I seen one last Wednesday.
Those are not studs.
I was like, God damn.
Dick big as fuck, huh?
Y'all need to work on y'all terminology. Those are not studs. Those are butches.
Oh, that what they call them?
Yes, butches are the ones.
I'm so glad you're here because we needed to know that.
They wear the strap all the time.
No, yeah, those are butches. Butches are the ones that think that they're men. Studs do not think that.
So even if they dress like a boy,
they don't think that.
So pretty much studs, they just dress like boys.
Yeah, the stud I was dating is more girly than me.
So she still want her pussy ate.
Hell yeah.
I got a question. And I think it was one of y'all that posted. Why do women that wear straps moan when they get that straps up? Was it you?
No.
It was one of y'all.
I don't ask dumb.
Well, sex is supposed to be emotional. But it's a mental thing.
That's like somebody. hold on. But I'm asking, like, okay.
Wait.
It's a mental thing.
So you telling me a lesbian wearing a strap getting this sucked because of pure emotion.
Ain't no way you gonna chew on my shirt and I'm gonna eat this shirt, girl.
I'm horny.
You could think about anything at that moment. It's mental. Right now, y'all niggas could bust a nut with a thought.
You right.
No, I cannot.
Stop thinking.
You are right.
Stop thinking. You biked up.
Hey, look. Real shit, though. Hey, look. Y'all ever got bad head?
No. Because I'm a finish, regardless.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't tell me. I mean, it may not feel the best, but I'm going to still finish.
Because it's mental.
She's scraping me up. Hold up.
If it's bad head, I'm not going to let her continue. Like, I'm just going to say, all right, that's enough. And I'm going to hopefully have sex.
You know you won't finish off that way. No, you won't.
Yes, I have.
Because I know me personally. I'm not bruising a woman's ego.
I can't even bruise a woman's ego for the next nigga. Hold on, Justin.
My thing is, I'm not gonna tell. I'm not gonna tell her head bad. I'm just gonna be like, I'm ready to have sex now,
bro. I'll just ignore the bitches. What I'm saying, I'll just not talk to her again. You know me.
Yeah.
I won't tell her like you're trash. I'll just not talk to her again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna tell her. No, your head is terrible.
I won't tell a bitch. Look, like,
so your joint down there with teeth marks. You ain't gonna say nothing. My thing is, it's hurting, not even hard.
Like, because of how intimate sex is, and sex isn't the only form of intimacy, which is why I'm saying this. Because of how intimate sex is, it is hard. Shut the fuck up. It is hard for you to give, like, sexual constructive criticism to the opposite sex.
Especially to a woman.
It is extremely damaging. I mean, male or female. Imagine y'all get
done. Tapping my dick litter. I don't care.
Y'all get done fucking.
Because you lead with that.
I know my dick litter.
It is?
It's not as big as you would think it is. Like I said, it'll bust the walls down, but it ain't get to the back of the hallway. You hear me? Like, it's going to hurt. But you can be like, you ain't going to feel it here. You ain't going to feel it here at all.
Anyways, my thing is, like, Black, are you gonna look at your lady and be like, "Babe, your shit was dry tonight, girl"?
Nah.
Ooh,
nah. You gonna spit on that motherfucker, right?
Probably.
But you should be able to do that with head, though, right?
She gonna think that's disrespectful.
You could kind of be like,
"Culture."
Yeah, that's
where the it's like a fine line. Like, can we? Because we don't want to offend her.
You can't.
People know.
That's why you just offended, you
ain't gonna get it no more. You know what I mean?
That's why you just
said. That's why you gotta always test drive the book.
Okay. Yeah.
You gotta drive the book. You gotta always test drive the book. You can't go to a dealership and just hop in a whip, sign the papers, and leave. Like,
I did that and look at my car now.
Yeah, you need to go drive it first, make sure the top end ain't ticking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if it is, you bring it back. I don't want this.
That's the point we were trying to make.
That's why you need a timing belt, bitch.
Shut up. Like, that's why, like she was saying earlier, she doesn't want to move in with somebody until she marries him. I'm like, I got to test drive.
That you can't. I'm telling you. And I can tell you, man. Like,
it's because, like I said, I've lived with this woman for how long?
Over 2 years at this
point. Pretty much have lived with your woman for a year. You need that to make sure you can be around this person.
And I'm telling you, the first 3 months is gonna be the tell all. You'll know and find out.
3 months you stay with us.
Yeah. you'll know and find out everything you need to find out, because it's now it's like your worlds are colliding. You gotta know how to deal with it, and sometimes it'll work itself out. Like in my instance, or in my case, it did, and sometimes it won't work.
Yeah, but back to the original.
It won't work.
Back to the original question.
Oh, yeah. Expectations.
MJ.
Just be honest.
Expectations within the relationship.
I just need honesty, support, and loyalty. That's it.
Okay. Justin?
We out.
My expectations?
Yeah. Within the relationship.
I just really want somebody who want me.
So your expectation is for the person to want you?
Just want me. And not have a dirty house. Or, like, it's just the little things fuck me up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the weirdest shit that would not fuck other people up fucks me up. And I think I'm looking for a reason not to be there. And y'all said this to me a lot of times. You feel like I'm looking for a reason not to be there. But
there's no perfect woman.
It's no perfect woman.
You just got to compliment where you weak.
But I also feel like y'all make that excuse. Like, not y'all personally, but like people, period, making that excuse.
Like you just said, I expect the house to be clean. Or it be clean.
You ever been in a bitch car and hugged windshield with daddy?
I'm done with this.
But no, what I'm saying is, okay, dirty, so. Bro.
So take some initiative, and once you stop at the gas station, you get a little windshield wiper thing and clean the windshield.
Tell her to clean the windshield.
But no, I feel
you. Hold on, you gonna pump gas and clean the windshield and go inside and pay?
Nah, but like.
She better tip me.
And like, you know, it's just certain
you working.
Tip? Damn, cuz.
No. I'm joking.
I know. You not.
The hashish and shit.
Nah, but like, no, I really just. And then also, I feel like a lot of women think they expect a lot out of me, too. And I get it. I am a great man.
They see something you they don't see. They see something in
me that. I know. Bitch, I'm me. You're
fine. Yeah, we know.
I've been waiting to kill a motherfucker for the last 3 days. You can be the one. Okay? Like, but no, seriously. Like,
two funerals. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, you and your brother.
Put Daryl on there.
Nah, real shit though. You know you're my brother. But now, like, I get it. I have a lot going for me. Funny, smart. I had a job. But
like, we gotta temper some of these comments.
No, but seriously, like I have a lot going, so they expect this. And I don't wanna give them that yet because I don't feel like they deserve it yet.
This comes with the dating with intention.
Right. But that's also like, she said this off air earlier, she feels like women give everything. And then once we get everything, we like.
Ain't that like, this it?
That's it. We, like she said, why? What was the shit? You said it.
Why pay for the.
Cow when the milk is free, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like so why, same thing with me. Why would I give you everything I got if you don't deserve, I don't know if you deserve it yet. Oh, you can't combat that?
No, I mean, I just wanted to, as far as expectations, for me, ultimately the expectation is for me to make you my wife. Whew. So that's going to encompass a lot of things prior to it getting to that point.
Checkly.
Right? So, with that being said, there's certain things that I expect of you before I go to the jewelry store, go to K Jewelers, and be like, I need whatever y'all got for $300.
I got the finest of the finest. Cuban zirconia.
Now I'm bullshitting. But you know what I mean? Like, so.
City trends.
But whoa. You have women, you have some women that say, and this is where it gets conflicting, because you have some women that say, I ain't doing no wifeless shit until I get a ring. But then you have some niggas that say, I ain't giving you a ring until I see you do the wifely things I need you to do.
We're stuck in a conundrum.
So where, at what point do we say, okay, where do we go from here?
I spend $200 a month.
Do you sit down and come up with a set of like things that, okay, I want to see you accomplish these things. I want to see you do these things before I give you a ring? Yes. Or is it just a matter of, all right, I mean, it's going to be a stalemate, okay? You're not doing that, and this is what I'm not doing because you're not doing right. That. Let's call it quits. It's like, what do you do?
Let me ask y'all this, because y'all all men. Let me ask y'all this. Is this true?
There's three men in here. And one bitch.
Well, for the men and the bitch.
I just that's one, two, that's three funerals. Four, everybody got it. This is a 5 o'clock liquidation.
Speaking of which, where is it 5 o'clock?
I know.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Where is it 5 o'clock?
But then we're going to come back to you.
Hold on. Let me go ahead and fact check this nigga.
Not for your Android. Check for my phone. No, my iPad over there. Go get it. Like.
I'm gonna give you one.
See where it's 5 o'clock at?
Honolulu.
Fuck no.
Yeah. Cool. Bro, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. That's why I was back in Honolulu.
Trinidad and Tobago.
I want to say they're 6 hours behind.
I'm pretty sure they're 4 hours. Yeah. No, they might be five because four is Alaska. Matter of fact, you're right.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
I feel like you made that up almost.
You uncultured swine.
Bro,
uncultured swine.
Bro, you, niggas don't know you're from Jamaica. We have to tell people that. They just think you fat and stank.
Shit.
You gonna shut your overweight French Montana looking ass up.
Look, I was gonna ask you earlier when you was talking about your teeth against stuff. Do you get teeth?
We
do you get teeth? It's definitely 5 o'clock in Fiji.
Fiji?
Mm-hmm. Fiji.
You got issues.
No, you got issues.
You got real issues.
I just feel like you really let Shawty.
No, boy, I was playing.
I feel like he's
jealous.
Feel good though.
He said he's jealous.
I am jealous. I love sucking titty. I just want to.
I told you, we are out the window. Out the window.
Not your titty, because I just feel like your
titty. And this is why people think I'm like.
I just feel like your titty stink.
They don't. They got the. What's that black air freshener?
Black love.
Ice. Black ice.
Black ice.
Yeah, new car smell.
Fuck you. Man, where we at, bro?
All right, please, KB.
I was saying.
Sorry.
What I heard is a man knows. Off rip,
it don't take long.
The woman that they want to marry, is that true?
No,
yes, it is.
I don't. I'm not asking you. I'm asking this one right here with sense.
Hold on, wait a minute.
He might be the dumbest thing at the table.
He might be for real.
I was about to say.
Damn.
And that's no pun intended.
It didn't take me 7 years to graduate. Oh,
it also didn't take me 7 either. I got there in 07 and left in 12.
Did you graduate in high school in 03?
I didn't go to college until I got the list.
All right. Let's get back on track.
Continue on.
No, we've been disrespecting him a lot. Let's chill. You're late. Because we were late.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Go ahead, Black.
So, no, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Do a man know off rip the woman that he want to marry? If he meet her, would he know?
40 Tyson, no. Like, go ahead, 40 Tyson.
I feel like he does. I feel like this goes back to something that we talked about one time before when we said, you know, a woman chooses who she wants to date, but a man ultimately chooses who he wants to marry. So, yes, I do feel like at first, whether it's the early dating stages, the middle dating stages, or well into dating, that a man knows whether or not he wants to marry the woman that he's dating. I do believe that.
Have you ever dated somebody and you thought you wanted to marry and realized, or it didn't work out, and you're like, damn.
Yeah.
What's that dude's name again?
Do I what?
Now I was about to say, do you... Is it like a regret, or do you do you finally realize that was the bitch I wasn't supposed to marry?
It's not a regret at all. I think it's more so of me thinking at that time that's what I wanted, you know. Mm-hmm. But then
her loss.
Yeah,
I mean, is he in a position? So seriously, this is as his best. Well, not saying we're all not best friends, but as the person. Lived with him and saw
And I've been there. So, like, he's...
Are you saying it's not her loss?
No. What I'm saying is, like, at one point, he didn't know where it was going to go with the lady he's with now. And then he finally... He knew it, but he was, like, fighting for it. And you know what I mean? And I had to hear that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, like, cause if you think about it, like, you remember when I first, like, met my lady, because we was all out that night. And, you know... I remember having conversations with y'all like, yeah, I think this gonna be, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? This gonna be the long term, this gonna be my long term thing or whatnot. Even after all the bullshit, you know, we went through and all of that type shit, I still, matter of fact, you know, cause you, I was living, we was living together, and you were seeing me every day and coming in from work.
Crying.
Some days, honestly, when we was going through our shit, you know what I mean? How stressed I was over all of that shit. So
DM's about to be popping.
No, nah.
A nigga would cry over the right woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've definitely cried. Like, I've literally drove from Elizabeth City to
Los Angeles. Oh boy, jeez.
I ain't never been to Los Angeles.
That nigga had a 92 Honda in Lincoln. That shit won't make it to Charlotte.
That ain't three. But like, I've literally cried for like an hour over a lady. You never cried over one?
Yeah.
You sure?
Tell her I'm gonna kill myself.
Every nigga went there.
I've never went there.
80% no, never went there. No, you went there. You ain't got a lot. Huh? You went there. And what she say when you said that?
Kill yourself then.
Oh man.
Now I'm blessed. Maybe I love you.
I can see that. I can see that though. I can see her saying that.
Woo! Hey,
if you're gonna do it, do it.
Then when he do it, that's what she gonna do. She gonna be giving the goddamn eulogy, and then I don't know why he been doing that. Oh my god, like that's so fucked up.
So listen. Move. So, do y'all find it hard trying to balance your work life, social life, and for those in relationships, do you find it hard to try and balance all of that? And I'll even speak on it for myself. Is it having a child, like even balance being, you know, daddy duties and stuff like that?
You know, daddy duties too.
Do y'all find it challenging? Like, do you feel like, you know, is it equal balance amongst those areas in your life, or do you feel like, you know, you excel in one part and you kind of like, you know, mediocre or less than average in other parts? Do you feel like?
I mean, I'm just, when it comes to work, I'm wired differently, man. It's like, I feel like I make
too much money.
No, I just feel like I make work a priority.
Yeah.
All right. And when I say that, I'm not trying to minimize my relationship at home.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to necessarily put that on the back burner.
Right.
But I want to be able to live a certain lifestyle, and I want to be able to provide this lifestyle for the one I'm living with at home.
And you know what that comes with? You're going to overwork to provide that, and you ain't even going to be able to live it.
Oh, that's not necessarily true.
To the extent that you think you're going to live it, you're not going. I'm about to go on vacation. Hey, I need you to come in. Dang, no, I got to go to work.
That's not true. That is certainly.
He works a job that's Monday through Friday. I don't think that's ever an issue.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while, not every once in a while, a lot, because of you know, certain things that I'm doing at work, I may have to go in early and I may have to stay late. Is that a requirement? No, it's not. Is it a choice? Yeah, it is. Because for me, each day comes a load of new bullshit. So I'm not going to leave things.
Life or work?
Work.
Okay.
So I'm not going to leave things that I could have gotten done today going into tomorrow knowing that I got a whole new slew of bullshit to deal with. You know what I mean? And that's why I said it's how I'm wired. And, does it cause a little bit of rift in my relationship? Yes, it does. I mean, she feels like I put a lot more, I invest a lot more into my job than into her. Mm. But at the end of the day, I feel like I don't have this job, you ain't going to be happy. You gone. Right? Mm. I mean,
My same
shit. Do you wanna enjoy the 30 minutes? I can give you. You know what I mean? I
can. Y'all live together.
But
that's not enough. No disrespect. Yeah,
she says us eating dinner together during the week doesn't count as time spent.
What about together? Sleeping together?
Doesn't count.
Not even talking about sex.
I mean, they want to be able to
talk to you,
have deep conversations. You know, go walk around the neighborhood. Blah blah blah. Go out, go here, go to the museum. I like art. I like science.
You don't have to do all that though for time spent.
Well, no, I'm just throwing out different things that she, you know, women just don't see.
Don't say,
you know,
women, because you said dinner is not enough for time spent, and for
I'm just going based off my
sleeping
relationship.
In the same bed. For me, it is. So don't say women.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Absolutely. I love that viewpoint. Because Chad, everything that you're saying, I echo it. Like, honestly. Like, I look at it, and I may be wrong for looking at it like this, but I look at it like, okay, I come home to you every night. You know what I mean? I come home to you every night. It's not like I'm going out, I'm partying, I'm in clubs, I'm in bars and stuff like that. The most I do is link up with y'all to record this Always 5 o'clock podcast.
Hey. You know,
that's the most I do.
Plug us on
our own shit, right? Yeah. You like that. But look, that's the most I do. So I'm like, you know, there's never been a time where I've recorded at your house and didn't come home. Never. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, you know, I always feel like I'm not gonna say always, but sometimes I do feel like no matter what we try to do, it's never enough. It's never enough. Like I said this one time before on the podcast. I truly believe, and this is not just in the relationship I'm in now, any relationship that I've ever been in, I truly believe you will never be able to 100% satisfy any woman.
Wow.
Never.
Wow.
I can. So to piggyback off that,
kind of shouldn't be able to though.
Kind of.
Because you got to keep working. Like,
you can't be complacent.
You can't be complacent. What worked yesterday might not work tomorrow. So now you got to.
That's what scares me.
So that means, so you're telling me every day I got to switch, I got to find a good
trip. What's the DMX challenge?
Lisa, Trina, Tanya, Renee,
Mark. About three kids.
Brandon, Chris, Justin,
Darius.
But I'm the same nigga you got yesterday.
KB, you can attest to this. She should be working to do the same thing. My man like this yesterday, but
might be pink. The next day, need to be blonde. Like, that's just what it is. I'm sitting here dressing like a teacher for sex. I might have to fuck it up with goddamn stripper clothes. You never know. It changes. No matter what, it changes.
Live on episode 24.
That's great ideas, but it's not realistic.
It is, though. It's not realistic.
Like, put your foot down and see if it's realistic.
I feel like I asked you this earlier. You've never been in a relationship with a man.
He wears size 7.
Once you get your first dose of a real relationship with a man, I feel like your thought process is going to change in a lot of these things.
I don't think so, though.
It's going to.
Because I don't think it's that. I think love is love, regardless.
See, that's where you fucked up.
You can't love a man.
That's where you fucked up.
Love
you
is got love. This, you got so this, shout out to the lesbians out there.
You got this fantasy world. You got this astral world.
No, but I have the truth. Shout out to the lesbians out there. Love is love. I feel like just as much as they love their partner.
What about the gays?
I mean.
Oh,
same,
man.
For them. Same for them.
Oh, you nasty.
Not you. I'm talking about this nigga right here.
He driving the boat.
Mount Royal. Apple.
He said he driving the boat.
But no, like, I get what you're saying, though. But, like, here's my thing, though. Like, and this is. No shot at anybody's relationship. A lot of relationships I see in the vicinity of me scares me into why I'm single now. To see what everybody puts up with in different situations, not just you, Derek, you, Chad.
Shout out to Tony, my other homeboy that's in a relationship, Jeter, that's married. You know.
MJ and his man.
MJ and his man.
Yeah. Is it possible to kill somebody twice? Because D Black didn't.
Delroy and his homeboy.
Heard your nigga was a Sigma.
I'ma have to kill you twice.
Cause there's a lot of bodies.
You two niggas. Three niggas.
You ever seen a Christmas ham? Like, that's your arm.
It's anyway. I got a lot of bullets in here right now.
Really? It don't matter.
Shoot MJ, I don't care.
You gotta move. Like, you gotta be able to move and you can't.
Bruh, I got one in the first for you. You good.
She about to clap you up.
But no, like, so back to...
Don't shoot him in his titty, though.
So look,
about four of them.
But like I was saying, like, I really, like, I see relationships, and I think I see what's wrong, and it scares me when I shouldn't be. No, because y'all, like
you
said, y'all...
No. Justin, you ever mess with a girl that's in a relationship? Yeah. You don't want to be that nigga.
I've been with a woman who's engaged.
You proud?
No,
he is.
You said, am I proud?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Oscar.
I told myself, I felt like
you Oscar proud. Go ahead.
But no, like, I was looking at, like, after a while, like, in my mind, I'm like, it's not my problem at first. It's not my issue. Then after a while, I looked at it last. For one, this not even... I still felt like it was not my problem, but now I realized I deserve better than that.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, as daddy, you know.
I'll wrap this bitch.
But I just feel like I deserve better than being somebody's side nigga is what I'm saying.
I feel you.
I shouldn't be nobody's side nigga. I should be somebody's priority.
Main.
I'm just saying.
Again, like, you will never be able to
find the perfect escape. Woman.
And I think that's what you want.
I don't. Bro, I want the perfect woman for me, not the perfect woman.
That's it.
We don't know.
What's that, the perfect woman? That's what I'm saying. Like, Justin rips apart every female that comes into his life. You
the bitch had a dirty windshield, Chad.
See, look at that. You could have cleaned it.
No, I
can. I can understand you saying she had a dirty house. Like, yeah,
She had a dirty house. Derek.
But I can understand that. But a windshield, like, if you look in my back,
I'm making that up, Derek.
Look. Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about like real shit. You know what I mean?
I will attend. Like, going back to dirty house. So, I don't know if Salome watches, but Salome, shout out to you. She had a roommate. And she wasn't living the greatest. I was like, yo, before I come back over here, this joint better be clean. Next day I go over there, that joint was spick and span.
Was you fucking her?
I was trying to.
What the fuck she got to clean the room for you for?
She did it.
She cleaned the room?
She cleaned her room. So what I'm saying is, what you want, like, what you expect, just tell her.
I definitely
and she
agree with
will
that.
If she wants you, she will do it.
She will do it.
But here's my thing.
But you ain't gonna wait around for her to work for it. How does she know what you want?
That we can't read minds either, and I feel like it's the same.
I'm asking questions.
I done had plenty of women just be like, you should know this.
Huh? And that's what you gone.
And how do you feel when they say that?
You single.
Huh?
Right.
A woman, I do not agree with that.
So how she knows she's supposed to pick up her dirty drawers off the floor? Unless you tell her.
Because she's a fucking adult.
As a bachelorette, or bachelor, nigga, you.
Oh, shit.
You a woman with a beard, chill. You a fair attraction.
Hey, will you just wait till this over? I'm going to tell you exactly who you look like.
You, all right, bet.
100%.
Fat French Montana.
Ooh. No.
Not your image.
We.
Man,
there's a lot wrong with you.
Yeah. It's a lot of flaws at this table. All around.
No, that ain't. Chad.
But look.
You 200 pounds overweight.
Damn.
You got a gap that could fit a Mack truck in. Your beard dirty.
It like, is, because I eat butt.
I got a lot of shit to say.
Because I eat butt.
You eat butt? As you should.
Yeah, no, but look. Anyway, so the original question was:
you got a crew neck that looks sleeveless. You want to fire off shots.
It took you 2 minutes to come with it.
Nah, I was just letting you do your round robin, go around the table, tell your thing. But look,
why you ain't say nothing about KD? Yeah, we do.
So the last topic is.
Dang, this flew by.
Do you feel like you have to marry a black woman, or MJ in your case, a black man?
You done died 4 times.
Now let's start off with MJ. Do you feel like you gotta marry
marry a black woman.
Why?
Because I'm going to. That's all you need.
Do you feel like in 2019?
I mean, y'all keep putting these daggone numbers on stuff. What do you mean? So
let's just say 2016 shit got real. Let's be honest.
So let's just say
it got racial.
As a black man, I marry a white woman.
Right.
And her family is calling my look at the little nigger baby.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that's happening?
It will. It's going to
somebody.
At least one person in that family is going to say, look at that little nigger baby. So I got to kill a whole entire family. A whole lineage. Whole tree got to come down.
Yeah, you'll kill your kid too?
The wife. She got to go too. You was raised that way.
Facts.
You are raised that way. So you maybe, I can't believe I got a black baby. I love my daughter or something. Whatever. No, I'm not marrying a white woman. I'm not saying y'all are less than a black woman.
You ever had
sex
with a white woman?
Yes.
Be honest.
Wow. All that shit you just said.
So what? Y'all put
it. I mean, that's reparation. Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. I feel like it's reparation.
Yeah.
That's 28 acres in the mule.
28?
I need my 12.
And that box is a big one.
Big pussy.
Yeah. I'm going to eat it. Titties.
Hey.
But answer the question, Justin.
I'll marry whatever woman treats me right.
Because you half white, half black. And half
married. Think about that. Marry a crayon
one
box.
One and a half nigga.
I'm a 1/32nd white.
That nigga. Do you like black women?
I love black women.
Okay. Do you like darker brown skin women?
What's up with y'all thinking I only like light skin women?
Your track record shows.
That's ignorant.
It's not very ignorant. It's not.
That's ignorant.
It's actually true.
That's ignorant.
I can't wait till this podcast go off. I can show you some shit. I date any woman that treat me right.
Good night, everybody. I got to see this.
I'm very freaky. I'm nasty.
You want to show them some shit.
Both of y'all niggas is out of here.
No, but like seriously, I'm a marry like black, white, Mexican, whatever. I'm gonna marry whoever treats you right.
I got you. All right.
KB, what you got?
Of course, I'm going to keep it with my black males. Uh-huh. That's it. I'm not about to deal with anybody outside of my race.
What about
mixing? We're Tupac. Your daddy black, you black, baby.
Hey. Dig little.
We too powerful. It's all right. You got that little with. We good, you baby.
She used to scissor. That's all right.
I ain't never did that.
I just don't want y'all to get together and then that nigga start giving you pussy. Like it.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like you.
Listen. So my take on that.
Clint Swole.
Go ahead. Oversized clitter.
Big clit.
Oh my god.
Listen, so you might can take a side on this, you maybe not, but my opinion on that is like my nigga Ye said, impregnate Bridget. So if we have a baby, we're gonna make another nigga.
Hey.
Well, we can't know that. Okay.
Yeah, we can.
No, we can.
Fuck the white man.
You white?
I just
no, but honestly, like I love doesn't have no color, no nothing right. like that. But I do feel like I don't think I would ever marry a white woman. And nothing against white people, white women.
Absolutely,
but I just
nothing.
Feel like I could relate. More
I got married
to
trailer park trash bitch though.
Oh, they gonna hang you.
She got a struggle. She got a struggle.
She gonna hang you.
What?
They got a struggle. If we ain't never been through the same kind of somewhat of a struggle, I can't be with you.
But you could date a black girl that ain't been through what you've been through. What are you talking about?
That's exactly. Very true. You could date a new.
Exactly. Straight like that. Boom.
You could. Aaron. You got a Picasso. Sorry, I like Aaron. In my honest opinion, I've dated a white woman. And in my mind, I'm like, I can't even come home and tell her about the shit I went through as a black man today because she's never going to understand.
Agree.
But should that discount her for the fact that she love me?
No. She can't support you.
She can't support me?
No. Because she don't know what she's doing. Though, right?
I disagree. Because I feel like it is some white people that... There's no empathy or sympathy. I do feel like it is some white people that do empathize with what we...
They don't get it, but they empathize.
Yeah, they empathize. Like, I do feel
how
like
they... How could they ever put themselves in our shoes? They do not empathize.
They might not be able to put themselves in our shoes.
So that's not empathizing.
That doesn't mean they don't understand.
What do empathizing mean?
That means
putting yourself in somebody else's shoes to understand.
Don't ask him what empathize, man.
You tell us, goddamn Webster.
I don't know.
I just told you.
Yeah. But nah, I get what you're saying, but
I just say love who you love, man.
Love everybody. Love everybody.
Yeah,
gotta be a man and a man, a woman. And
yeah,
man.
Love who you love. Yeah, that's right. Love who you love. If you are a black man that like white men, love them.
Butt sex, so why butt sex, or whatever.
Why y'all weak?
I mean, nah, for real. Love them. I mean,
MJ looks so uncomfortable right now. Yeah.
It is what it is. You can't stop yourself from loving who you truly
who you love. And that's
true.
Color
now, I get what you're saying, you know, being able to share some kind of common ground with your partner. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be with a woman that has felt the struggle, that can understand where you're coming from, how you feel. Right. And yes, will it be difficult to date someone of another race, especially in these times? Absolutely. But like somebody said earlier, love conquers all. Mm. You know what I mean? Love can be a drug. It can be a medicine. I mean, it can be a healer.
It's the strongest drug.
Yeah, it is what it is. But we are pressing on time.
The strongest drug of them all is that chair you're sitting in.
Molly.
Good night, right?
Fuck you. Don't let men, I'm going to end y'all on this. Don't let women take y'all for granted.
Facts.
Mm. Don't let women take y'all for granted. And until you find a woman that loves you for who you are.
Woo.
And gives you everything. Remember this, ejaculate, then evacuate. Good night.